innings. And, you know, Cole's big home run put us right back in the game. And then we didn't do things defensively that and probably things you guys don't even pay attention to or notice. Just a couple little things that ended up costing us 90 feet, which in turn cost us some runs. And, you know, Luke, I thought, was showing some real good signs of continuing his run of solid pitching. But, you know, he got nicked up for a 36-pitch fourth inning. And at that point, after giving a couple runs, it was time to maneuver and go into the bullpen. And we just made a couple mistakes. He gave up some scratch runs, but bottom line is we couldn't really get anything going offensively. We had some opportunities. We had some runners on in combination with the slow start. We just couldn't get a big hit, and that translates to only a couple runs. So we got a little bit of time to digest this one and come out here tomorrow and get the job done and do all that we can and win tomorrow's game. Like I said yesterday, we can't look backwards. We won't. Go out there and have a clear vision is what we got to get to help us win a ball game.
Okay, I'll open up for questions. Steve Gilbert, go ahead.
Tori, can you give us an update on Tim LeCastro's status?
I can. So he's got a dislocated PIP joint of his left little finger. He's got 4 stitches, so he had an open dislocation.
Is that something that's going to keep him out for a period of time?
Yes. We were discussing that right before I walked in here. So, yes, it's going to be at least 10 days. So I'll put that one out there. We just need to make things official. And we're, going to talk over the next steps.
Nate Picoro.
I guess I'm wondering if Heath is going to be able to get here quickly enough or get through the intake or whatever quickly enough that'll have you covered in center field, or do you think you're going to need to make another move? You were already thin at the position, which was why you guys made that trade. I assume you'd probably still like to have another option out there.
Yeah, certainly. First of all, I can't say enough about what Pavin did. You know, he's started playing outfield part-time last year, and he was playing big league games in center field and making plays and getting good jobs. So he was fantastic. As far as Nick Heath getting here and finalizing what decision needs to be made, we'll have those conversations. And yeah, we gotta make sure that he gets through the intake process. He's doing that right now. But obviously, we'll get somebody in here as soon as possible.
So, I mean, is it possible that he gets through it quickly enough to play tomorrow?
It could be, yeah. We were just talking about that as I walked over here. A lot of moving parts to it, but yeah, we feel like it is a possibility, correct.
Michael Ferreira.
Hey, Coach, I know I've been talking, about Taylor's development through spring training. What were some things that you liked with his outing and some things you didn't like with his outing today?
Taylor Park?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There's so much to like about him, and I'm going to focus on that. He just threw a first pitch fastball up out over the plate to somebody that looks for balls there, and just maybe made about a 4-inch mistake, and he got nicked up for a solo home run. But overall, it was being able to get to all pitches and with a real aggressive fastball. So I thought it was a pretty good outing for him, despite giving up that run. And he hadn't thrown in 3 days. We wanted to get him a little bit of work, because I've said it in the past, we feel like guys that are inactive and go out there and perform are just as in the same danger zone as those guys that throw too much. So we want to get him an innings worth of work. He accepted that. He went out there and executed. Just got nicked up for one, making one mistake and giving up a solo home run.
Back to you, Nick.
Torrey, what specifically did you think your offense was having trouble with today? It seemed like guys that hadn't had much experience against Fetty in particular were struggling, but I mean they threw a whole string of relievers out there. You guys didn't do much against either.
Yeah, I felt like we were just starting to figure out Fetty's stuff, and he did a good job. And we never really got a lengthy look at him. So by the time I feel like we were getting comfortable, they started maneuvering their bullpen. So great job of managing. Bottom line is they won the game. But I think what he was doing, what their starting pitcher was doing, was changing speeds, throwing a changeup off of that fastball, and swing counts, and we were just a little too aggressive.
I know you're down some guys that you'd be counting on offensively. Is it fair to say too you're not getting enough out of the guys that you're kind of expecting to help carry the load offensively at this point? Is that kind of why there's just, we look up and there's a lot of games where it's two runs, three runs or less?
Yeah, it's a possibility, but I know you're talking about the guys that are still healthy and have been counted on for the course of the season. That's my assumption, so I'll answer it as they're going to be fine. I just want them to be themselves and not have to shoulder the load for having, more than one everyday player out of the lineup. And I think the understudies are coming up and doing a great job. So there's a flow to our lineup. There's a flow to the feeling that we have. And it's just about barreling baseballs that we're looking for. And doing what you can do without trying to do too much. So that'll be my message, And they're gonna read everything that I'm saying right now. And I want them to know they're counted on, but not counted on to be anything more than they're supposed to be.
Anything else for Torrey?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Torrey. We'll have Tim Acosta and Luke Weaver will be in.
Thanks, Torrey.